Get to know more about the upcoming San Antonio Spurs games out in Austin and the franchise's expansion into other markets.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, we have a very special guest today. He is Brandon James, Vice President of Basketball Administration and Deputy General Counsel. He's in his 10th season with the Spurs, and his role with the team, aside from attorney, is also overseeing the business strategy for Spurs Sports and Entertainment, as well as advising the SAFC and Austin Spurs. He is here today to talk about the upcoming Austin games, why you should make the trek if you're in San Antonio to Austin to enjoy a pair of Spurs game, what to expect, as well as other stuff, such as how has his efforts and the team's efforts to expand the market and much, much more right here on Locked On Spurs. Let's go ahead and bring him on. Brandon, welcome to Locked On Spurs.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Excited to talk to you and your audience, and let's dig in.
Let's dig in. Yes, exactly. By the way, how you doing? Been all right?
I'm doing well. We are winding down the season. We have Spurs Week coming up here in Austin, so my team is full speed ahead to make sure we end the season on a high note. But things are well. The weather's getting nice. People are out and about, and we're excited for NBA playoff basketball.
Yeah,
unfortunately, not us this year, but
yeah,
working on it.
Yeah, well, hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate because they've got some great, great games coming up in Austin. For as sure. Well as fan week and so many activities that I believe have already started, correct?
So we start officially on Sunday.
Okay.
We've had some pre-activations and some teasers this week. Like, for instance, Jeremy Sohan was in Austin yesterday walking or rolling around in our merch truck, giving out swag and giveaways. And we stopped at HEB. We stopped at Congress Avenue and just sort of meeting the fans where they're at. So it's been a good sort of lead up. And then the official Spurs week begins on Sunday, which we're really excited about. So we'll essentially have activations running for an entire week every day. So fans can really experience our brand in unique and authentically Austin ways, but still sort of being true to who we are at the Spurs.
Absolutely. But why the Spurs are hosting this event is twofold, actually. It's the 50th anniversary celebration of the franchise in San Antonio, as well as the team's roots, if you will, to start expanding the market to other markets outside of San sure. Antonio. One of them is Austin. But, you know, with the team celebrating the 50th anniversary, Brandon, you must have been busy. I mean, we're still busy, but, you know, from the Alamo Dome game to the fireworks afterwards to all the players, former players coming in to say hello one more time to the audience, you must have been busy this year.
Yeah, it's been a busy year, not just me, but the entire staff has been busy. You know, when you have the amount of success that this franchise has had, of which I've been part of very little, but just make that clear. But it's hard to find a way to sort of honor the past and do those teams, do those players, do those coaches, everyone justice. And so, and especially sort of the fans that this means so much to, trying to strike the right chords. And that, in addition to sort of giving something to the fans that have been with us through the entire ride, also trying to capture new audiences and new fans while doing it. And so it's been an interesting challenge, but we've had a great time and we've been received really well throughout the season.
Exactly. And you can see your efforts getting recognized. Well, you're in the team, just the entire staff that's been behind the celebration this year getting recognized. I believe the Alamo Dome game is up for Sports Business Journal Award for Event of the Year. So congratulations on that nomination.
Thank you. We're super excited about that. So many people poured their hearts into that, and you could tell that it resonated with the community and people came out and drove. Obviously, we set the NBA attendance record, and something that people are still talking about months later and will probably talk about for the rest of their lives, to be honest.
I'm still talking about it even till today. just to experience it was something else. And
for sure.
You know, it was Ken's 5. We had the you know, the setup there, the TV suite setup. But the moment I knew it was about to be showtime and tip off, you know, the cell phone color shades on the lens there, I went straight down to my seat, and just soaked it in. And that's what a lot of fans are talking about. So, yeah, it's been a great celebration this year. But like we said, it still continues. Season's not over yet. It starts in Austin. Again, we're going to be talking about that, why Spurs fans should be going to the pair of games up in Austin, if you're in San Antonio, that is. And, of course, if you are in Austin, why you should be going to those pair of games. One starts April 6th versus the Blazers. The other one is Saturday, April 8th versus the Timberwolves. But, Brandon, you've been talking about it right now and expanding the market. That's something that was set very early ahead of the season. There's no secret about it. The Mexico games, you know, the Austin games. So it's been up front and center. How's that going? You already have that season push already. What have you been seeing as far as that growth side of things?
Yeah, well, before I get to how it's going, I just want to be clear on sort of the why behind it, right? Mm-hmm. And so as we sort of look forward to, we've just celebrated, or we're in the middle of celebrating our 50th anniversary. Now we're looking, putting our sights on what the next 50 years look like. Mm-hmm. And our senior leadership team and our ownership team has said that in order for us to continue to compete and play with the big dogs, then we need to be intentional about expanding our market. San Antonio has been great to us, but as you know, the economics of the NBA are changing. Mm-hmm. And with sort of Mexico in our backyard and Austin squarely within our 100-mile radius, we would be remiss not to take advantage of what's going on in those markets. And so we're finally starting to get really intentional about expanding our presence here in way. And as far as how it's going, I'd say tremendously well. We sold out the games in Mexico in a matter of days. The Austin fervor around the games coming here has been at as high as I've ever seen it. And just having NBA basketball in this market is going to be really exciting for the city of Austin, for the franchise, for our players, right, and really sort of building that corridor and making San Antonio Spurs this region's team, not only San Antonio.
I'm glad you brought up the region team, because last week I had a guest here on Locked On Spurs. He's now a Hollywood actor. He starred in shows such as Two Broke Girls, The Office. His list goes on and on. But you're probably asking, well, Jeff, you know, why did he come on Locked On Spurs? He's actually from Corpus, born and raised in Corpus. And he said he grew up a Spurs fan, and he grew up like kind of the middle of the Big Three era, but he's still carrying his Spurs fandom all the way to La La Land. And he goes out to the games every time the team is out on the West Coast. So that's an example already of expanding the market there. I got a Corpus Christi guy. He could have picked Houston. He could have picked Dallas, but he went the Spurs route. So when you hear stories like that, you know, for me, it brings a smile to my face, brings a smile to your face, and of course the team as well. Absolutely. So it's working, Brandon. Congratulations. It's working.
Well, we appreciate it. There's still a lot of work to do. We can't get complacent. But yeah, if we do this right, we move from what's considered a bottom third market in terms of market size to a top third market. And so we're really competing with the New Yorks, the LAs, the Chicagos of the world. And so that's why we're being so intentional. Trying to get this right, because it does open up a lot of new areas and opportunities for us if we are able to strike the right chords and throughout this entire region.
I want to talk to you about the coolest game ever. It's called the Ultimate Pro Basketball GM. And look, I've been playing it for a long time. I love it. You will love it too. Look, I always thought about being a great NBA GM. Turns out, well, you know what? It's fun, but it's actually not easy. If you've had some time to think about or even fantasize about managing your own basketball franchise, then go download Ultimate Pro Basketball GM right now. The game allows you to manage every strategic aspect of a franchise, playing through seasons and leading your franchise and fans to glory as you build a historic dynasty. In the simulation, you're responsible for dealing with challenging personalities, players and coaches, hiring the right coaches and assistants, trading and training players, making draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft, and all the ups and downs of multiple seasons. All this in a challenging, realistic game world. Ultimate Pro Basketball GM is completely free, playable online, play on the go as you want and when you want. Look, I love it. You'll love it too. The Locked On host, we're talking about it as well. A little bit of a little smack talk here and there. Nevertheless, I suggest you go do the same with your friends and download Ultimate GM right now. Locked On Spurs listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in the game store. So go make sure to check it out. Download the game. Just visit probasketballgm.com. Scan the code or look it up in the app store. That's probasketballgm.com. Ultimate Basketball GM. Start your dynasty today.
He is Brandon James, Vice President of Basketball Administration and the Deputy General Counsel for your San Antonio Spurs /SSNE. Brandon, we're talking about the market growth, and so far so good. It's been going well, but you see it also with the G League team, Austin Spurs. Not only did they make their yearly trek to San Antonio play in the AT&T, but they played in Laredo too. Is that correct?
They did. We had a game as sort of our CEO is always talking about testing and learning. So that was an opportunity for us to take our brand, take our team to Laredo and meet fans, as I talked about, where they are. The city of Laredo was on fire, having Spurs basketball right there and accessible to them. It was a great learning opportunity for our game ops crew, for our players. And I really think it left an impact for what I talk about when we talk about the next generation of Spurs fans, just giving them the opportunity. Some of them will never have the opportunity to come to San Antonio and experience a game in person. And so bringing that game to them and creating that lifelong fandom is something that's really important to us. And we were super happy that we were able to do it this year on our 50th.
You know, for as much as you can talk about, you know, we don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but, you know, you're mentioning, you know, the pockets in between, you know, from Austin, you know, to Laredo and even to Mexico City. But what about those communities in between your Bernies, your Gonzales, Texas,
Bernie, San Marcos, Hays County, New Braunfels, all hugely important. Look, we're under no misunderstanding that these two cities between San Antonio and Austin are going to turn into a mega region. Mm-hmm. And so all we're trying to do is be the tip of that spear. As you know, sports has a unique advantage in the ability to bring together people from all walks of life who sometimes wouldn't otherwise interact, and to be the tip of the spear to bring those pockets, to bring those regions, to bring those communities together is something we take a lot of pride in and we're really excited about. And so, yeah, all those communities in between Mexico, Austin, San Antonio are immensely important to connecting this region and being that unifier.
Yeah, and San Antonio definitely is, the head of the snake in this situation, because for years, you know, I grew up in San Antonio, you know, born and raised, and, you know, I had family in Laredo, and this is back in the late 70s, 80s, you know, and seeing, you know, the Spurs influence there, but it wasn't as great. It was just there. You know, it wasn't as powerful as it is now. And you watch TV, you know, League Pass and the road games, and you see Spurs fans out in droves. So you were looking at this corridor here, and obviously we'll talk about Austin in just a few seconds. But, you know, do you foresee perhaps Austin Spurs or, you know, games not just in Laredo and San Antonio, but perhaps, as you mentioned, like in Bernie or Kendall County or places in between? Do you foresee that type of outreaches?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd say is we're not going to say no outright to anything before really learning. And so the first requirement is there a NBA or G League suitable arena there for us to play in? Laredo was fortunate enough that they had an arena that was tailor-made for a G League opportunity. And so that made that relatively seamless to transition from Cedar Park to Laredo. Mm-hmm. But for those other communities that are building these state-of-the-art arenas and venues, we are definitely open to, again, bringing our brand and meeting the people where they're at. If there's a willing participant in terms of a community and an arena for our team to play in, it's something that will definitely weigh.
Part of the Spurs family is also SAFC. It's been a hit with Spurs fans as well. How has SAFC, you know, been a part of this push? I mean, I understand it's a different sport, it's a different league, but it still bears the Spurs logo on its shield. Spurs fans supported big time. How do you incorporate SAFC into this?
Well, look, one of our key initiatives is sort of championship teams, and that not only includes our teams that we put on the field, but our staff, and making sure that we have elite level performers throughout our organization. SAFC has done a tremendous job of showing our fans that we can build teams in a way that's authentic to our Spurs brand, in other sports. And the community, as you've seen from our success over these past years, has been really on fire in supporting our teams. And we're really just excited to watch them grow and help our market sort of connect and unify in ways that other teams may not have the ability to do. And so we're really excited about the future of FC and what they've been able to do for our entire organization.
And somebody looking from the outside in, I love the synergy between the two organizations.
Absolutely.
It's just so great to see. Even I get excited when the SAFC announces, you know, Fiesta themed jerseys. I mean, that is just awesome. And fans love it. You know, I love the fact that the Spurs logo is represented in the shield, which by the way, now bears a star for the title. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So overall, you know, the synergy is just so great among the community now, communities and, you know, Spurs fans and their organizations. And, you know, San Antonio will always be the home base, though, right? Brandon.
Right. I want to make that clear.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Base. I'm glad we brought this up. You know, San Antonio is home base, and San Antonio will always be first and foremost, correct?
San Antonio is what everything orbits around, right? That's the anchor point. And so expanding upwards to Austin and south down to Mexico, San Antonio is and will always be our anchor. And so it's important to remain intentional about what we're doing in San Antonio and making the people of San Antonio feel as connected as they've ever been to our team, while also growing our region and our market. But I want to make it clear that San Antonio is and will be our home base.
Do you look at what's going on in with the Warriors? You know, they moved, you know, from Oakland, and now you know, kind of like a base, and then they have a surrounding area. You know, is that similar to what we're looking here with Spurs?
I think there's some parallels you can draw. The Warriors, I mean, they're the Golden State Warriors, not the San Francisco Warriors. So that's another sort of unique, just something that distinguishes them. But they've done a good job of regionalizing their fan base. You think as south of as Silicon Valley to as north as, I forget where the 49ers play, but throughout that corridor, they've done a good job of planting their flag and having people from that entire region identify the Warriors as their NBA team. And similar to what we're doing now is we're trying to have people in Mexico and Austin and everywhere in between identify the Spurs as their professional sports team. Another parallel is sort of the transient community. So people moving from all over the place to come to this region, a lot of them are used to having professional sports accessible to them. And so what we're trying to do is just be that outlet for these transient people who are moving from all over the place, and making sure that when they move here, can identify us as their NBA team.
Absolutely. And it's working. I truly believe it is working. And this is, and what, you know, when the whole announcement about the Austin games were happening and, you know, looking not only just the Austin market and areas in between, I kept telling Spurs fans, this kind of isn't anything new. You know, right. the Spurs have been trying to do this for quite some time from, you know, the Austin Spurs. Hello, back then now was the Austin Toros, and now in Austin Spurs. To even, I believe there was a time where shuttle services were provided from San Antonio. I'm sorry, from Austin to San Antonio for games.
Correct.
You know, so I kept on telling Spurs fans, no, this is not new. This is just more of a step forward in that direction. So nobody really should be surprised. And then the Mexico games, I believe, what, this is the third or fourth time? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
Spurs have played in Mexico. So. Yeah. I'm telling Spurs fans, y'all need to chill out, basically. Just calm down. This is not new. This is
not only is it not new, we would be remiss if we didn't do it. We'd be missing out on a major opportunity to expand our footprint. And what happens with that is we're able to access more resources and opportunities for our organization, for our players, et cetera. And so we become a better team, a better organization if we do this. So it's not only not new. It's something that is important to the health and lifeblood of our organization long term.
Yeah, exactly. And I look at the efforts in Mexico City, that brings a smile to my face. I'm 100% Mexican, born and raised in San Antonio, you know, bilingual. You know, recently I'm very gracious, you know, the Spurs gave me a little bit of a kind of a lead here to bring in even a local guy like Orlando Mendez, born and raised, you know, now doing, you know, well with the Capitanes in Mexico City as their veteran presence. And he came on Locked On Spurs and talking about, you know, the reach of San Antonio and how it's great for the region and how many fans show up. So kudos, Brendan, kudos.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about FanDuel. The tournament is heating up, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 in bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/lockdown today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the net. All in an app that's safe, secure, and really easy to use, like super easy. So don't miss out on your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. And I'm very excited about our new sponsor right here on Locked On Spurs, Mudslingers. Hey, San Antonio, did you stay up late catching the end of the Spurs game? And you might need a pick-me-up. Well, look no further than Mudslingers Drive-Thru Coffee. Mudslingers is locally owned an independent coffee shop, and they're proud to make delicious coffee for our community. They do it fast, friendly, so you get on with your day. Whether in the mood for a latte, cold brew, or a Red Bull-infused lightning bolt, I have to try that. I have to try that, like, right now. I really got to try that. I love anything with Red Bull. So they got it for me, and they have it there for you. They have the drinks for every taste. They also have a wide selection of dairy alternatives, low-calorie options, and even caffeine drinks for those who want to take it easy. So swing by Mudslingers Drive-Thru Coffee for a tasty and convenient caffeine fix. Located at 2404 Thousand Oaks Drive near 281 and 1604, they're open every day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Once again, 2404 Thousand Oaks Drive near 281 and 1604. Life is too short for bland coffee.
Thank you. I took some Spanish lessons for about 6 months and was running out of time. So hopefully next year when we do this, we can have part of this interview in bilingual conversation.
Absolutely. I think it was a couple of weeks ago we had Caleb Johnson from the Austin Spurs come on and we were talking about his time in Venezuela. And I said, okay, well, you spent a few months there. You're bound to have met this massive crash course, you know, in that short time there, and you're bilingual now. He starts laughing. He goes, no. So during the show, I taught him some Spanish, and he goes, I should have knocked on your door before I left to Venezuela. he goes, I learned so much by now, and I could have learned in Venezuela. So, Brendan, for sure. You got that open invitation too. You want to get a quick crash course. Thank you. I'll take you up on that. But let's go to get into the meat of this show, and that is the upcoming Austin games. Again, those games are Thursday, April 6th, Saturday, April 8th, a pair of games, one April 6th versus the Blazers, the other one versus the Timberwolves, April 8th. We kind of hinted it already. You know, there's already some, at least a little bit of build-up already. You had Sohan out there meeting fans. Let's start off with the week there, the week that will, when you guys take over Austin for those games there. What can fans expect?
Fans can expect the ability to interact with our brand in a way that they haven't been able to before, particularly here in Austin. And so we're setting up what we call Casa de Spurs, which is essentially a Spurs house. So in the morning, we're giving out free coffee, free breakfast tacos, free giveaways, and in the entire space, it's going to be a Native hostel. Right near downtown Austin on the east side. We're going to be set up there with giveaways from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so I really do encourage fans to come out, interact with our crew. We'll have the Hype Squad out there. The Coyote will be there. And it's really just going to be a sort of week-long engagement where fans can really interact with our brand in unique and authentically Austin ways.
Just out of curiosity, I'm not aware of this. Would there be any shuttle services provided from San Antonio to Austin for San Antonio fans to make the trip?
No, okay. Not officially, no.
Okay.
But if you are, like, for instance, we're doing a pub crawl on Sunday. That starts relatively early, and then mm-hmm. we're ending at a bar to watch the Spurs game against Sacramento. But there are shuttles that will take you to the different pub okay. crawl bars, and then into ultimately to the Spurs watch party headquarters.
All right, I had to ask that. I could have had a couple of Spurs.
No, I understand.
Yeah, ask me if that was going to be an option. If they, you know, park and drive, you know, just
it's a good idea. And I'm glad you brought that up. Like I said, we're learning this as we go. And if there's enough sort of people asking for that type of opportunity, that's something that we can definitely try to bake in for mm-hmm. for next year when we do similar things.
And you hit on a lot of the highlights, the cuss of the Spurs, you know, the breakfast tacos, the coffee and whatnot, the games themselves, the Moody Center. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to probably be a packed house. Hopefully it's a packed house. I believe it will
for
be.
Sure.
What do you want the Austin fans to learn about the Spurs when they get to see a real NBA game there? Just, you know, the appreciation of the Austin support. You know, what is the aim here?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. We're trying to do two things. One, we're trying to stay true to who we are as sort of the Spurs and allow Austin to experience our brand. In a way that is true to who we are. We're also trying to make it authentic to Austin. Austin and San Antonio are obviously very different communities. We'll have some in-game activation that I think honors both San Antonio and Austin and just this region generally. And so one thing fans can expect is game operations to look and feel like an NBA game. And so you're going to get there. You're going to get the full experience between the Coyote, the Hype Squad. We're going to have a UT student section that's going to be rowdy, similar to college games. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some unique performances during timeouts and that sort of thing. And so it's going to be, the game itself is going to be amazing and amazing opportunity. But a lot of stuff going around, whether it be around the arena, in the arena, it's going to be some really cool activations that people aren't going to want to miss.
Absolutely. And tickets are still available as we speak. You can check them out, Ticketmaster, you know, Spurs.com.
Exactly.
You can't miss it. It says tickets right at the upper left-hand corner. So click on that and you get in. And these games are definitely exciting. I'm hoping to make the trek up to Austin.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, I split time between San Antonio and New York City. These are my two homes. Yeah, so I'm going to
two very different cities as well.
Radically different. I mean, there's Austin and San Antonio, and then there's San Antonio, Austin, and then New York City, which is just holy smokes. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be trying to make the trip up there. But, you know, Brandon, first of all, I want to thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to hop on Locked On Spurs to get the fan, you know, hyped up for the upcoming games. A little bit more in-depth conversation about the market expansion and much, much more. Brandon, would there be any good merch out there for Spurs fans to get to?
There's going to be great merch. There's going to be some Austin-specific merch. There's going to be the classics that you could buy at our fan shop in San Antonio. And so there's going to be something for everyone, women, kids, you name it, we'll have it for you.
Right.
So come out to Spurs headquarters at Native, come out to our games, and you'll definitely find something that fits your needs.
Right. I believe even some former players might be going there. Correct me wrong. I know Manu Ginobili made a stop at an Austin game recently. And spoke about the Austin games to the
We'll definitely there. Have some former players in the okay. house, some former UT connections in the house. Some alumni will be coming. There's a few celebrities and sort of heavy hitters around the area that have expressed interest in coming to the game. So it's turning out to be a who's who. And so we're excited that people are just excited to have NBA basketball in Austin. And so we're going to do our best to accommodate them.
You see, what was pushing me to go, Brandon, is the pub crawl. That alone itself gets me. It's me. You want to go?
I can't wait. Rumor has it there's going to be some free beverage giveaways on that pub crawl. So if that's your cup of tea, please join us, and we'll get you'll get a free beer or two for sure.
Yeah, first I probably hear of that, or in a cup of tea. What? Oh, you mean cup of beer? That's what they probably think. He is Brandon James, Vice President of Basketball Operations and a Deputy General Counsel for your Silver and Black. Brandon, any final words you want to give to Spurs fans as we let you go?
I'm just excited to be here. Our team has put a lot of work into expanding our region, and we're just on fire for the next 50 years. And everyone listening, we want to be a part of that. So come out, find your way to get involved and be active. And the next 50 years of the Spurs look super bright, and we're happy to have you guys on board.
Again, he is Brendan James, Vice President of Basketball Administration and Deputy General Counsel for your San Antonio Spurs. Brendan, thank you so much for hopping on this episode of Locked On Spurs.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me, Jeff. Thank you.